everybody. This is Adina, and you're listening to BBS Radio, and it's Station 1, and our show is called Growing Up Indigo. Today, I have a little different kind of talk I want to do. It's definitely metaphysical, but it would probably seem to most people to be more sociological. Did I say that right? Yeah, I think I did. Okay, so this is what happened. I was looking at my, you know, my questions that I do, because today was going to be a free reading day. And the first question that I saw literally, like, had the same names, had the same issue as something that a good friend is going through. And I just, it just hit me. Something just hit me. And then I went down and I looked at the questions, and I don't usually do that. I don't delete, take out. I just, in the order I get them is where I put them. And every single question was just about the same. Have you ever noticed that we always get mad at men because they can't, we can't tell them anything without their direct advice on what to do? It doesn't matter what you want to do or not. It doesn't matter if you even want that kind of advice. They just have to say what they have to say. They have to fix everything. That's their thing. They have to fix. How many times have you said to him, I don't need this fixed. I just need consideration, kindness, someone to really hear me, not someone who's looking at me and the screen at the same time. But what about us? Can we talk too much, analyze too much, make inferences that we believe about the situation, regardless of what he might say it is? You have to forgive me. I have a slight prejudice against, not against, I said that wrong. I have a slight prejudice because I've had a lot of relationships, and because I work doing this, I have found a major pattern that it is always the women, always, who do this, not the men. So you're asking, why are you talking about sociology? This is meta. This is meta. It really is. What I want to get at is the difference. It's the difference. How many times do I hear a week, all the time? I'll hear, when is he leaving his wife, ex-girlfriend? All those, you know, questions, is, does he love me forever? All of those things are constantly coming up. And it's not that I'm judging. That's my job, and I love my job. But sometimes I feel like saying, who cares? Not to you. Not to you personally, but to everyone at large. I will be thinking to myself, why do we care? Now, I want you to think of a guy, right? And think about what they are thinking and what they're doing. You are never, ever going to hear guys do what we do, ever. And I actually have to say that I once spoke to a client, and she was going through something, and I loved her. She's wonderful. And she was involved with someone who was married at the time. And the reason I think I respected her so much is because she really didn't want to interfere, do harm. She never asked those kind of questions. Like, you'd be shocked at some of the questions I get. But one day she said something, that this particular guy was sick, like sick, just sick. And that she felt terrible because his wife wasn't even paying any attention to him. And I'm a reader and I'm objective. So I went and I looked, and guess what? The wife was taking care of him. And I told her that, and she didn't like that, and I lost a client. But it's the funny thing is that this is what we have to do, right? whenever a guy does something to us, or we can't figure him out, or what's going on, all we hear really is from the women, right? We hear, it's not her. Wait, she says, it's her. You should see what she did to him. It's his ex-girlfriend, his ex-wife. They deeply scarred him, and that's why he does this. And always, I usually do say, it's not her. She didn't do this to them. Think about what you're saying logically, that they had good role models, that they were open and loving, and then because at age 25, they met her, who was a witch, they can no longer commit. That doesn't even make sense. That's like saying you wanted kids all your life, but one summer you were a nanny to like the worst kids you've ever experienced in your life. And now you're terrified to have your own children because you're afraid they're going to turn out like that. Of course, we're affected by betrayal and hurt. We get hurt daily. We get hurt by something, whatever it is. I have a postal worker that used to stamp on my flowers every time he came and delivered the mail. It didn't stop me from planting the following year. Those things don't do that. It's way, way before us. What I'm saying is, it's not the person. It's not the other person. Of course, we're affected by betrayal and hurt. We are. But it's not realistic to say that that is why he will not marry you. That just doesn't make any sense. We think as women that, oh, I know, I'll give him whatever he wants. Or not like that. I'm not a slave, you know, but sometimes. But we do think I'm different. I know what he needs. I know how to give it to him. Now, you're saying, Adina, love isn't realistic. It's love. So logic doesn't play a part, but it does. It really does. I want you to look at the difference, okay? A woman's boyfriend of 10 years broke up with her, and he got married less than a year later, even though the breakup was about that he didn't want to get married, okay? So that's what he did. He didn't want to get married. There were 10 years. He said, I'm not ready to get married. 6 months later, boom, he's married. What do her friends tell her? Well, one says, have you suggested couples counseling or a heart-centered retreat in Sedona? You know, the one I went to with Gary. Yeah, I know it didn't work, but that's because it ended a year later, not because of the retreat. And then we also hear, I heard from a girlfriend of a friend of an ex-girlfriend that his college girlfriend did the same exact thing. He was so hurt, he couldn't bear the thought of you leaving him. So he pulls back a little. Then you'll hear, treat him like a king, like he's the most important person in your life. And of course, he is. Maybe you should plan a trip or a night or a day out. Don't always make it up to him. Support him. Tell him, yes, you're hurt, but you're there and you'll always be there. How many times have we laid in bed, stared at the ceiling silently while crying, and he's over there snoring all the time, right? Women have to fix it too. We're the same. We really believe that nothing they go through is something that a little insight, some analyzation, and of course our love is going to fix. We think our love is like the panacea of plagues, illness, pestilence, earthquakes. Just love some more. So a man's girlfriend cheated on him and then broke up with him. She won't discuss it. She just moved on. So I want you to now picture the other scene. He is telling this to his friends. Yeah, she won't even talk about it. I can't even discuss it. I want you to think of the men standing around. And do you think that this is what you would hear? Huh. Wow. So Bill, what was her upbringing like? Was she hurt by someone? What do you think is at the core of this? I think you should really do some intuitive thinking so you can understand it and help her reach past it. Too much left brain, not enough right. I'm telling you. Take one of those New Age courses you said she's always be about. I don't know if I can say a curse word, so I'm not. It can't hurt. And then, man, you need to be compassionate and just be there for her whenever and ever she needs to talk. Don't say anything. Just listen with your heart. I don't think so. I really don't think that that's what we're going to hear. Men and women are different. There are so many people out there that I read that are so inconsistent. And the guys that I'm talking about, and I'm not bashing guys today. I swear to God, I'm not. I'm talking about the difference. You'll hear things from them like, hey, you know what? There are so many psychos out there that I do a search on anyone I'm interested. And if I see one thing that's not right with what she says, I'm out of there. Plus, she better be able to financially take care of herself. I wouldn't mind her taking care of me either. And men will also say, women outnumber men 3-1. Don't worry. The next one's going to be grateful to have a normal guy like you. And that's what, and then everybody laughs. And one guy says, yeah, it's so true. I dump my other one. This girlfriend lets me watch all the sports I want. She knows she got lucky. I'm a king in the house. Another guy says, too bad. She was a bee. Just get rid of her. You can have anyone you want. Hey, remember Elaine with the long blonde hair? She liked you. This is just what you need. Make a date and let the ex go. She's not worth it. Women? Uh-uh. No. Oh, yeah. Every once in a while, a woman will say, he doesn't treat you well. And I think, you know, you really should leave. You deserve better. But for the most part, no. They'll sit and talk to you for 4 hours about what's going on. That's what I do for a living. And I love what I do for a living. But it just, something went zing today. And I don't know. Well, I think I do know. But why the decision for me to make these differences between the sexes? Don't we all have enough differences to begin with? Why would I make this worse, you're thinking? But I'm not. I'm hoping to make it better by showing you just how much we do differ and why they are so okay with whatever they do or you do. While we cry, throw up, don't go into work, get dressed and eat a quart of ice cream while on the phone with our best friend, watching reruns of Sex and the City, probably the one with the post-it when he broke up with her with the post-it. And then at the end of the conversation, we all say, see, Big did love her. And five people start telling stories they've heard about so-and-so who changed 100% because the woman was patient. She didn't fight. She waited it out. She waited it for it to end. She waited for him to feel safe. I need you to know that you will never see a man making a woman's behavior to their friend okay, like she didn't mean it. She was, you'll hear the ovulating. She had her period, she was ovulating, she lost her dog. But they are never going to say anything like that. They're not going to say, up your game a little bit at all. How many men have loved women deeply, honestly, and truly? But they weren't where they wanted to be in their life, in their career, and with money. They just weren't ready. The woman was ready 2 years ago. And she finally gets her courage up and says, Stephen, we've been together for 4 years. We're both 35. We know each other inside and out. I always thought you wanted what I want, a family, a home, a life. And Stephen says, I do. I still do. But right now, you know the company's merging. And if I stay, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to stay. It's going to take at least a year to feel comfortable there or secure. And there's no way I can concentrate on a wedding. If you feel you can't wait, it'll break my heart. It will. But you deserve to have what you want. And a guy who can devote all his time to you. So basically, he's kind of saying, You want all of my time. I want the best for you, even though it means I love you. Now, 6 months has gone by. Her name is Jill, by the way. Jill met somebody else she's dating, but she's definitely not close to the marriage. They just started dating. And she runs into Stephen. Stephen turns bright red and with a kind of sheepish, I can't say that, grimace, he puts his head down and he says, hi, Jill, this is Hope. We are getting married next month. Jill's standing there and thinking, am I dreaming this? This can't be true. I don't believe this can be true. You can't control yourself, and you don't care how you look to them when you say, 6 months ago, you broke up with me because you couldn't do two things at once. What changed? It didn't take too long for you to figure out the new structure, did it? And, well, I got a raise, and I was pretty broken up about us. And, you know, Hope was there, and she listened. And that's it. That's it. Why did that happen? Because he wasn't ready at that time. I don't think it's that he didn't love Jill. He did love Jill. But for him, the decision was logical. For us, it's not. Now the same scenario reversed. Stephen comes to Jill and says, honey, we both want families. I don't want to be too old to enjoy them. Let's get married. We've been together for 4 years. We know each other inside and out. And I know you're going through a new job change, renovating the condo and taking care of your sick parents. But what do you think about getting married? Not even 2 seconds. Jill says, yes, yes. That's the difference. So you might be thinking, why is this something that you feel the need to say? You're putting men down as jerks and women as stupid. And maybe I am coming on too strong. I know I am. But even great couples have gone through this with at least two people in their lives. Everyone. Everyone has had that kind of relationship. We will throw away whatever we're doing to please the guy in our lives. They compartmentalize it. There's the girlfriend here, the wife here, the work here, the friends here, the sports there, their favorite thing to do over here. And so they have 5 or 6 things that they can count on to be happy about and get through. They don't need us to be their self-worth. I'm not saying don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying that we don't have any self-worth. What I am saying is that a lot of our image, a lot of our success depends on what relationship we're in, if we're in one. Even today, it's no different than it was 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. You still have mothers saying to their daughter, why aren't you married? You're too picky. This guy's nice. This guy used to love you. It's the same exact thing. And it's really funny, though, that men never question their self-worth if something like that happens, but they'll question yours, you know? At first, what they're inclined to do is they will give this guy who just got broken up with 45 reasons why it's her, not him. And then there's also this loyalty thing. A man can be with you for 19 years. He can, so many times you were the only person who was ever there for him. You did all the things to make him happy. You were happy. You thought you were happy. And, you know, 10 minutes later, he meets Janet, and his loyalty all of a sudden is like the same as it is for yours. Have you ever like experienced that where like women are different? If a woman is in a relationship and time has been put in and, you know, we have loved and a guy has really been there for us, we honor that. Men honor it in the moment. But if that moment passes and they meet someone else who makes them feel 10 feet tall, all of a sudden, there's a lot wrong with you. And there's a lot wrong that never was before. And this woman knows him. She understands him. And of course, we've all heard that. We've all heard, you know, the cliche, my wife doesn't understand me. It's still being used. It's still the same exact thing. They find it so easy to love someone they just met. Or in some cases, they haven't even met them yet. Because it's not the girl, the woman. It's not. It's about what they feel. Maybe we need to go to Sedona mandatorily, like all of us, to each get a little of what the other has. Or maybe there comes a time when someone has repeatedly disrespected, hurt, betrayed you, and you're telling your friends about the latest assault, and they start with their fixing, and you say, understand him? I know all I need to know. His actions speak for themselves. The why doesn't matter anymore. What matters is, I always end up here, feeling the same way, feeling discarded, feeling second best, or whatever it is, whatever your issue is. You know you're always back at that place again. I want you to think of men. You know, there's dead silence. Like you say that to your girlfriends and they just like go silent. And then all of a sudden they break out in a smile and say, yeah, that's a new concept. But inside they're thinking, she's crazy. I wouldn't let him go. That's what they're thinking. That's what has to change. Remember, this is the long haul, or so we hope. We think that if we just do everything, and if we treat people the way we want to be treated, we do. We try to. I'm not saying that women are perfection and that men aren't at all, by no means. I think that there's a breakdown, which we've all known. Mars is action, Venus, you know, I know that whole thing. But nothing you do can change what they want. And I'm doing this because it's prevalent. It's so prevalent. In fact, before I even continue, I want to read you the questions I got today. This is just a tiny bit of them. I got a ton more, but I knew I wasn't going to get to all of them. And so I just, you know, did a few of them. Is so-and-so coming back to me? And will we live a happy and good life? Who is my soulmate? What does he look like? And when will we meet? So-and-so broke up with me. He's not communicating with me. I have no idea what's going on. I don't know if I can trust him. So this is just constant. The emails that I get for questions from the free readings they're kind of like all the same, but my private readings aren't. In my private readings, we go into the significance of them, not the guy. We do that too, but we go into what need it's fulfilling us. So I just want to say that this, and you know what, guys, this does have a point. You know, when these deceptive things pop up to us and we're thinking something's not right and I feel uncomfortable, a man's first retort is, I never expected this to happen. I wasn't looking. We were friends who just talked and then boom, I don't know. So you're usually right. He usually confesses after he's denied it 5 times. Now, I've heard women say this too, but then they go much deeper. Then they say, I guess I wasn't happy with this or this. I knew it was wrong, but I let it happen. You're not going to hear a guy say that. To them, everything just happens to them. I've known so many guys who literally say, I never meant this to happen, but things find me. Love finds me. Really? It finds you. Well, yes, it does, but you have a little something to do with it. I'm just going to tell you a quick thing about a friend that I had for about 10 years. He was married and he was happily married. So he thought, didn't suspect anything at all. They had two young children. And one day his wife walked in and announced that she was leaving. And she was leaving for someone in particular. And he was really devastated about it. What she did is immediately have another baby. So here she is, the mother of his kids. She just got married to somebody that they know as a friend, who's now their stepfather, and they have a new baby. If I were the parent, or I'm thinking if I were, and it was me, and I were on the other side, the last thing I would do would be the same thing. What I would do is be there for the boys so they could have some kind of secure something. Something's the same. Something is not changed. And I would do it for as long as they needed it. But no, what he actually did is he went out and he got into the first dysfunctional relationship he could. That took a year. It ended horribly. The boys were not being paid attention to at all. Then he decided that he was in love. I think this was like a span of 3 days. Like, we used to write each other. We wrote each other like all the time. And he wrote me within like 3 days, you're not going to believe it. I'm in love. And I was like, huh? Yeah, I'm in love. How did that happen? I don't know. I just met her. And I'm telling you, I don't do this. It's not me. Love just finds me. I don't know about that. I really don't. He ended up getting married. He ended up, guess what? Having a new baby and moved out of the state. So not only are there two new children in the family, and you know what? I know I definitely am sounding judgmental, and that is one thing that I think I do have an issue with. Kids. I just do. I waited so long to have one that by the time I had one, I could have been his grandmother, literally. So I think that, and I didn't have one expressly because I knew I wasn't ready. I could screw my own life up, but not a child's. I couldn't do it. I could do everything else wrong. And I did. I did everything wrong, but not that. Not that. So anyway, he had a baby. She had a baby. He moved out of state. The woman left him. He can't see the new baby because she keeps moving around. And long story short, it's now, I don't know, he wrote me, I'd say five to six years later, saying that, I asked him, you know, how he was. We were just, you know, catching up. And he told me some things that were going on with him. And I had to ask, how are the boys? I had to ask. He didn't even like bring it up. And then he said, you know, I'm just beginning to forgive Brian for all the crap he put me through. I want you to hear that again. I'm just beginning to forgive his oldest son. That's what he was saying, for all the crap he put me through. Why? Because both boys, who had been incredibly loving and smart and sweet, they went off the rails. How? I'm sorry. And not that everybody will. Not that you cannot remarry and have children. You can. But there's a way. There's a way to do it. And that's when I just said, I can't talk to this person anymore. He's forgiving his son for literally abandoning him. I don't know. I know so many guys who always say the same thing. They always say, I never meant this to happen, but these things just find me. Even if they do find you, and I know it's true, in any relationship that's beginning, people tell the other one what the circumstances are. A married man is going to say, well, we're unhappy. Well, not all of them. Some have actually said, I really love my wife. And then they continue the relationship with this new person and it goes somewhere. But most of them do kind of say this. It's over. Marriage hasn't been happy in 20 years. And there comes a point where you know, and he knows, or he and he and she and she, that you're stepping over a line. And what's somebody to do? Is a woman supposed to call up and say, hi, my name is Jane, and your husband and I are in love. Did this really happen? Are you really unhappy? She's not going to do that. She believes him because he's so sweet and he's so good to her. And the version he gives her about his life sounds like a Dickens novel. I mean, she just wants to die about it. And all she can think of is, I can fix this. I can fix this. And you know what? We can't fix it. We can't fix other people because it's not about us. We always end up trying to think of what we can do to make it better for him so he'll be happier. But that's not it. You know what it really is? It's that the girl that he is now seeing makes him feel 10 feet tall. And you, well, you've been there for 15 years, but you also know all of his limitations. You know his good points. You know the bad ones. Maybe he's just gotten so tired of feeling the way he feels about himself that he can't be in the presence of someone who loves him and knows him. So, yeah, he knows he should have done things differently looking back, but he's really projecting on this new girl who he thinks he is through her eyes. It's got very little to do with the person, especially when it happens like this. And trust me, I am what was once called a serial monogamist. I've been married for 20 years, together for 25. But before that, I had a new guy every year and a half. Swear to God, every year and a half. Why? For that reason. Because they knew me. And I couldn't take that they knew me. And they loved me for me. But I didn't love me. So that's why I think that people do this. Unless, of course, it's a completely different situation. And so let me finish with the, I just want to do tell you that women emote. We get our emotions out. Men state facts and then ask a question. They don't have a lot of emotion behind it. It's almost like an afterthought. What I'm talking about is when they write me for readings, a woman will write and say, Dear Adina, I think I want to die. My so-and-so left me. He's going out with my best friend. I don't know what to do. I'll die if I don't have him back. A man, and I do get, of course, emails from men. They'll usually ask me about career. That's true. But if they do have a love, you know, question, they ask in a very different way. It's very cut and dried. It's kind of like, should I move on? Or is Jane going to like kind of straighten up? That's how they put it. It's never about them. You know, it's not, What did I do wrong? Did I do something wrong? They never do. I've had phone conversations. Oh, these guys are going to hate me today. But this is not what I'm getting at, really. This has a purpose. It's conditioning, but I'm wondering if it's something else too. Women will always think, this is what I did. That's why he reacted. A guy never thinks back, well, you know, you did desert her on the most important night of her life, and maybe that's why she's cooling off on you. A guy won't think that. I mean, they might, you know, in their heart of hearts somewhere, but they're not going to say it, and they're not going to come out and put it on the table and say, this is why I did it. They're not going to do it. What it really is about, it's any gender, by the way. It's any gender. It's men, it's women, it's women, women, men, men. It's a lack of self-respect. It's got nothing to do with not respecting you. It's about not respecting themselves. So what I want to say about that is that let me give you an instance, because you know that I am pretty honest. You know that it's important for me to give part of my real life into this. I have to, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it. This is real, and I know someone who I'm extremely close to that was married for a very long time. And her husband walked in one day and said, okay, that's it. I'm in love with so-and-so. He gave her the name and said, I'm leaving in 6 months. And that was it. He didn't want to discuss it, literally. Like, I don't want to discuss it anymore. Like, this is the way it is. And she's telling him, wait a minute, you have been asking me and begging me not to leave for the last 10 years. I don't remember that. It was never good. So that's what he was saying. And so, of course, what does she do? She's freaking out. So she looks this person up and she finds out that this particular woman has 7 different names. I'm not talking about variations like my name is Karen Adina Bannick, Karen Adina Paula Bannick. I'm not talking about that. It would be as if my name was Karen Bannick. Then I had it as Adina Bannick. Then I had Karen Annick. Then I had Adina Bartfield Slanick. And then I had June Grover, like out of nowhere. And it's all the same date of birth, pages and pages and pages and pages of her. I think it was violations, car violations, just driving without a seatbelt, not having a license, being caught not having a license. But this is pages and pages and pages, literally. And the last one was a few months ago. And the funny thing is that this guy's complaint about his wife, his biggest complaint is that she's not practical. His wife, she's not practical. But she was practical enough to cook a meal every night, do his laundry every day. She worked through things that most people wouldn't have been able to do, much less do everything and take care of kids too. And by the way, she worked. But this woman, who he has not yet seen, but he talks to all the time on the phone, is grounded and practical. I know you're thinking, that's, you know what, you're just bashing men. And I guess I have to really be honest. It's lately, it has been all over everywhere I am that I'm seeing these questions, that I'm feeling it in my personal life, that I'm feeling it in all kind of areas, that the difference is so strong. It really is. I find it fascinating that this guy keeps continually sticking up for this girl whenever she says, like, she printed out the report and she showed him. And he said, some traffic tickets, who cares? Really, that's what he said. And he said, our marriage has been over for 10 years. So, you know, he decided the marriage was over for 10 years. He should have told her that 10 years ago when she wanted to leave. But at that time, he didn't want her to. So here's his wife. She's sitting there and thinking, where's my husband? Where did he go? What happened to him? What happened to the real person? What can I do to turn him back into that person? It's very hard for her to accept that this is who he is. This is who he always was. We just don't know it. In fact, her friend, who's many, many, many years younger than her, the first time something had happened, had said to her, you need to leave, and you need to leave now. And she thought, oh, she's young. She doesn't really understand. This is a marriage. You don't walk out. You don't do that. And her friend said, believe me, I know exactly what you're talking about, but you're making a mistake if you stay. And you will make the worst mistake of your life. So 2 years later, sure enough, he escalated it way up. It's just, and her friend said to her, he's not coming back because that's not who he is. And she kept saying, why? And she called me and said, why? And I went over why. I do that. Of course I do that. I love it. I love doing it. I love reading people and knowing them and understanding and trying to fix things because I'm a nurturer. I'm a fixer. But at some point, her friend was right. Who cares? Who cares? You would never, ever see a guy do this. We would never see him stay, you know, and just and just wait for his real wife to come back. You know, could you picture a circle of guys sitting around and saying, you know, after Bill says, you know, Jane left me and she won't talk about it. And they say to him, you know, I think you should really do some intuitive thinking and understand it. And you know those New Age courses that she takes all the time? Go, man, go with her. Just go with her. You know, this is what they're not saying. What women are, this is what they're really saying, because I know, kind of. And what they're saying is, you know what? Too bad. The loss is hers. Yeah, she's a, you know what? Get rid of her. You can have anyone you want. And remember, women outnumber men by like 4 to 1. So why am I making the divisions between the sexes? Why am I doing this? I'm hoping to show that it's a major difference in our. It's not just cultural and sociological. I think it's our DNA. I think that after years and generations, our DNA changes. And we really become limited with what we can and what we can't do. So that is also going to go into something that we're going to do next week. But I want to go back to Jill. Now, Jill is thinking, I'm dreaming this. This can't be happening. I don't know how this could have happened. How could you do this overnight? It's overnight. But a man will say, it's done. That's in the past. Move on. Right? Okay. So we still don't know why this is something that you need to say. Maybe you think I'm putting men down. I think they're jerks and women are stupid for this. And I know I'm coming on too strong. But even great couples have gone through this and they work on it. Why? Because relationships really are work. And what the problem is we will, women, throw away what whatever we're doing, true, I don't care. Time hasn't changed that much. We will throw away anything we're doing if it means getting or keeping the relationship as central. We need our relationships to be the central focus where we build from. Now, of course, women are having careers. We're all working, every single one of us now. We're working, we have friends, we're going out. We don't sit by the phone and cry anymore, except for once in a while, but we really don't do that. However, it's still something that we place first. They don't. What they do is they have their career, they have their finances, they have their hobbies, they have their friends, they have their space, and then there's the woman in their life. Now, again, I'm not saying men do not fall madly in love with women and it's their whole world. That happens all the time. But it doesn't stay that way. It never stays that way. With a woman, it'll stay that way. She will maintain her life like that with this guy. Everything will kind of revolve around how that relationship is going. After he's kind of like used to it, he starts picking back everything else that he had let go. And he's back to being himself. He doesn't lose himself, is what I'm saying. Women lose themselves. Women are the ones who say, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know how I'm going to live. I don't know where to even start. No one ever just says, you know what? You know all you need to know. His actions speak for themselves, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you're going to end up in the same situation with him 2 years later. You know it, and we know it. No one says it. Men, they'll say it. We really do. The problem is, I think that there is logic in love. No, it's not about logic, but you have to bring your head in there. You do, because it's balance. When we allow someone, and it's mostly because of denial, when we allow someone to chip away at us, and men, there are victim men out there too. This goes for you too, really. But when we allow someone to chip at us, you know, little by little, and disrespect and hurt us, we're actually saying to them, it's okay. And this is the same story about abuse, but we don't think it's abuse. We don't think it's that at all. We're ready to take his issues on. We're ready to, every hurt he ever had, any issue he's ever had, we want to be their champion. That's what we want to do. Men do too, but men do it differently. They come out with a cut and dried sentence and that's that. But nothing we can do is going to change that. So I've been thinking, and now you're going to be like, oh my God, Adina, this was a great segue. But no, this happened separately. I've been thinking that it's our DNA, that after centuries, it changes. Next week, we have Joanna Bassels coming, and she is the director of Healers of the Light. And what they do is, well, I'm going to let her tell you all this, but what they do is they reprogram, rearrange our DNA. So nothing I'm saying is new to you. It's been going like this forever. But you're wrong if what you're thinking is that what I'm saying is passé, because it's not passé. I still hear it from my friends. I still get it in readings, mostly all of my readings, because that's who we are. That's who we are. So I was thinking, what kind of differences could there possibly be? What kind of differences in our wiring could there be? I don't know. And it's also something that I've been fascinated with forever. I have always, that particular issue of DNA and changing DNA, when I was, 19, I took a course called Dynamic Multistructuring Alignment. It was called DMA. And it was all about changing your DNA and rearranging your structural alignment. And this is going back a long time. No one ever knew anything about this. But I took it, and I really did learn a lot. My DNA did not change, though. It really didn't change. As a matter of fact, I want to say something. I used to say all the time, I'm more like a guy than I am a female. Like, I think like a guy. Boy, was I wrong. I was so wrong. As the years went on, women become more of the caretaker, more of the nurturer than ever. Of course, they have children, you know, whatever the issue is, they take care of their parents. Boys do too. Men do also, but it's the woman's job. And so I really wonder how that all happens. Love doesn't happen without your consent. It's with your whole mind and decision. You might not know that you made a decision, but you did make a decision. Oh, okay. You made a decision to fall in love. You made a decision to be there and make them the most important person. And you know what? This hour went so fast that I don't believe it, because we need to close. We have two fantastic shows coming up next week. Be here. Have your DNA realigned by Healers of the Light. I love you, and I love men too. I really do. Bye, everybody.